39. Beethoven. Lisa, you're a lady. What would you think of this gift?
The complete works of Beethoven. I love it because I'm interested in classical music.
Which piece is your favorite?
His 9 symphonies are probably his greatest achievement, each one an unrivaled masterpiece.
These CDs have some other things too. For example, one opera called Fidelio.
He also wrote 5 piano concertos, piano sonatas, and string quartets. I think Moonlight Sonata is incredibly romantic.
He was deaf, wasn't he? Not in the beginning, obviously, but he went deaf as he got older. He never married either.
Beethoven's personal life was troubled. He fancied lots of women he couldn't have. Around age 28, he started to become deaf, which led him for some time to contemplate suicide.
If he had killed himself, the world would have missed an unbelievable talent. He was really depressed, too, which stopped him from composing.
Around 1812 to 1816, he didn't really do anything, only quarrel with his family. Some say that this was because he had finally accepted the fact that he would never marry.
Well, it seems that many geniuses are a little crazy. He also had strange personal habits, such as wearing filthy clothing while washing compulsively.
Yes, but besides these problems, he worked very well and wrote many things. His father taught him in the beginning, but unfortunately he was an alcoholic and beat him.
Well, there's no wonder he went crazy. Luckily, Beethoven's talent was soon noticed by others. That's when his career lifted off.
We talk about his career in periods, the early, middle, and late periods. In his early period, he emulated Haydn and Mozart. His middle period began shortly after he found he was going deaf.
So this is when we start to see large-scale works expressing heroism and struggle. These include many of the most famous works of classical music.
Yes, then his late period is greatly admired for intellectual depth and intense, highly personal expression. He stopped composing in 1826.
I'm so happy that you are passionate about Beethoven, because actually, the gift's for you. Happy birthday.